nolan@bbc.co.uk is the email if you've got a story for us. A doctor from Ballymena has contacted us regarding the treatment he says he received at Belfast International Airport after a flight home. Dennis Hopkins is in his 80s and has Parkinson's and needs to have special assistance when he travels. Now, he and his wife were coming back from holiday in Lanzarote on the 11th of October when things took a bit of a nosedive. Our reporter Nicola Weir went to speak to Dr. Hopkins about his experience.
Perfectly normal landing. Everybody left the plane. We got onto the tarmac at 6:45. I think that's fairly accurate. Everybody left the plane, but there were three of us left behind who were needing wheelchairs. One lady had her own wheelchair on the aircraft, which was taken out from the hold. And eventually, when somebody turned up to take us away, she was put in her own wheelchair. I was put in mine. There was only one man looking after us. The normal procedure any time we've flown before was we were offloaded into a mechanical device from the aircraft and taken in. This time we had to go down the steps in the dark, in the cold, in the wet. And that was at 8 o'clock, having sat there from 6:45.
So you sat on the aircraft for sort of around about an hour and a half waiting for somebody to come. What were the staff inside the aircraft doing to help you?
The staff all left the aircraft except for the stewardess, chief stewardess, and the captain. And they came and sat down beside ourselves and the other people involved in the hold-up and sat and chatted to us and were very good at staying. The captain told me he had to stay until he got us off the aircraft because he had to close up, because he was going to fly again the next morning.
So that was very good of the Jet 2 staff to sit with you. But it was an hour and a half, and then one person arrived.
One person arrived, and he came onto the aircraft. He asked us, were we able to go down the steps? And we all said, yes, we would try to, because we were so fed up sitting in the cold waiting. As the aircraft doors were opening, we were sitting at the front of the aircraft. It was a slow process, and I had to be very careful because I was scared of falling. But fortunately, I didn't. My wife had me by the shoulder and kept an eye on me on the way down out of the plane.
So when you got onto the tarmac, was there a wheelchair waiting for you?
There was a wheelchair waiting for me, and the man who came to get us all took the lady who was in front of me, who had her own wheelchair, and wheeled her into the terminal building. My wife had to push me into the terminal building, and I thought, that's okay. Somebody will be there to help us when we get inside. But what happened then was the man who pushed the first lady in disappeared into a lift, which took him somewhere upstairs and left us to get onto the lift ourselves. It only held one wheelchair, so it was my wife and myself. When we got up out of the first lift, we didn't know where we were going, and my wife pushed the wheelchair here, there and everywhere, and eventually we found another lift, which took us up again. Again, we didn't have any assistance. We didn't know where we were going. And after a lot of pushing and shoving, we finally found the baggage area where my baggage and my wife's baggage was sitting in the middle of it with nobody else around it. And anyone in the place could have walked off with it. We would never have seen it again.
And I don't want to upset your wife because she's sitting close by, but she would be an older lady, and she was being asked to push you through. It seems to be like miles of walkways through Belfast International.
That's exactly what was going on. She wasn't fit to be doing it in the first place. And we had quite a long way to travel. And the annoyance of it was we didn't know where we were going. That made it even more annoying. And the fact that there was nobody there to push us through to where we should have finished up was most annoying. Otherwise, I wouldn't have complained about it.
And did you make any phone calls subsequent to that to say, look, I'm really upset about the way I've been treated?
I'm not given to complaining, but I wrote a letter with some difficulty. It took me nearly an hour to write the letter. A, I had to work out what I was going to say, and B, my skills on a computer because of my Parkinson aren't very good and I keep hitting the wrong buttons. But eventually I got a letter organised and I sent it off to the manager, the chief executive of the airport, as to that was about 3-4 days after we got home. I haven't heard a word from any of them since.
That was our reporter Nicola Weir there. We did ask Belfast International Airport for a statement, and in it they said they've launched an investigation into the incident. It said, "We are most concerned to learn of Dr. Hopkins' poor experience on arrival at Belfast International Airport on October 11th. Providing and catering for passengers who require special assistance is something that we at Belfast International Airport take a great deal of pride in."